Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Today I have a very special program for you. I think you're going to like it. I'm going to talk about why you don't need to study religion. I want to talk to you today about being self-taught of God.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Worry is What Egos Do. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
There's the most beautiful passage in the Bible, in Jeremiah chapter 31, where God says, "The day cometh when I will make a new covenant with my people. I will put my laws in their mind, and I will write my laws in their hearts. And I shall be their God, and they shall be my people. And no more will one person have to teach another one, saying, 'Know the Lord,' for everyone will know me, from the least to the greatest." I'm talking about, and Jeremiah and God was talking about, putting his laws in our heart. And you no longer have to be taught by anyone else, because it's only secondhand. And it's secondhand, and not even, and even worse than that, it has the hand of man in it. It's altered. It's changed. Some sort of a change is added. Something is added that makes it not perfectly true. And when that gets into your mind, it then disables you from realizing. Fortunately, God's grace is still there, so he'll make it possible for you to realize, even if you've believed the wrong things. But it makes it harder to realize. When something gets into our mind, it can then prevent you from knowing the truth. The kind of truth that you need to know is an intimate knowledge of your Creator, to know of his presence, to know that he's there, to experience him in your innermost being. Now, I'm going to focus on two things today. The first thing I'm going to talk about is why you need to be taught of God and how to do that. I'm actually going to talk about how to do it. And you're going to be relieved, some of you, you're going to be very relieved to hear that you don't have to study, you don't have to get a degree in religion or philosophy or anything, you don't have to read all kinds of books and follow all kinds of study regimen. All you need to do is do what God told us to do. What did he tell us to do? He said, "Be still and know that I am God." Be still and experience reality. Get in touch with what you know in your heart, which you knew when you were a little child. If you had stayed close to that, it would have led you to become yourself, to flower and grow as the good Lord had wanted you to. But alas, you became emotional. People emotionalized you. And then you went out into the world looking for answers out there, which is where they told you to look. See, they misdirected you. But now, many years later, after a lot of suffering, suffering has softened your soul, and now you're ready to come back to God. So, first thing I'm going to talk about is how to be self-taught of God. Let God be your teacher. Why do you need a middleman? Why do you need someone to tell you about these things? You can learn of them from within, the way that Isaac Newton discovered physics and Albert Einstein did. The way Stephen Jobs discovered and created Apple Computer, the way Mozart wrote music, the way any great scientist or inventor or explorer or person who has original ideas, the way they learned. It was a discovery process. It flowed naturally from within. And as time went by, they developed their talents, and you have to be the same way. So I'm going to begin then with something that I made, a little impromptu lecture that I made yesterday. And it's actually on YouTube, so you'll not only get to hear it on the radio, but you can actually go to my YouTube channel. Go to SheddingShackles.com and look for the YouTube channel. And then you can actually watch it there. You can watch me making doing the lecture right there on YouTube. And I want to mention to you, those of you who are of the Christian persuasion, that I would like to recommend a book for you. And the book I want to recommend is The Pursuit of God by A.W. Tozer. He's very famous and well thought of and very popular. Your ministers have all read A.W. Tozer. Your pastors have read A.W. Tozer. Your parents undoubtedly read A.W. Tozer. A.W. Tozer was athirst for God, and he spent his life pursuing God. And he had an affinity for Christian mystics, for people like Brother Lawrence, Teresa of Avila, Francois Fenelon, John of the Cross, Thomas a Kempis, people who devoted their lives to living in God's presence. And so he loved those kinds of people because that's the way he was himself. He was their kindred spirit. And yeah, he was a pastor. He lived in the hustle and bustle of Chicago, where he had where he was the minister of the church there. But he was a great writer, and he talked about thirsting after God, searching for God. See, you don't want other people to give you ready-made answers. You don't want them to answer it for you or do your searching for you. You don't want them to convince you that you've arrived, where you say something and then they slap you on the back and tell you that you've arrived. You must be hands-off with all of that. You must go it alone for a while and find your Creator. And you find Him within. And then when you have a life with Him, when you have when you are living in the presence of God, it's the blessed life. And He will teach you. He will show you things. He will teach you about Himself and about what's important. He will show you how to relate to other people. He will even show you about science and about how He made things. And it will be a wonderful, wonderful journey of discovery, and God will be your teacher. It's so beautiful. Well, I want to tell you that the way things are is hypnotic. In other words, there's a kind of a process whereby you fall into a routine and you are stimulated by this and stimulated by that, this issue and that. They tend to involve you in them in such a way that you are kept from God. Now, it's not an either-or thing. You remember Christ's command. He said all of the law is summed up in the following: love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Those two things. So relating to God and relating to people and circumstance and so on are both important, but you can't leave God out. And it's very easy to get so involved with all the things happening around you, and so involved with people and work and so on. Not that it's wrong. Not that it's wrong to be involved with people or work or like that. But you can get so involved with them that God is just an afterthought. It has to be where you are totally involved with Him, and then He shows you how to relate to other people.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo, putting the spirit back in spirituality for over 34 years.
See, with other people, there needs to be a little bit of distance, a little standoffish, if you will, a little being unflappable. And so you must learn how to be within the world, but not of the world. Other people are not there as objects for you to manipulate and do things to. Other people are not there to distract you. People are not there for you to use in some way, nor for them to use you. We ought to be, as I said in my recent radio program, we all ought to be like flowers, each growing independently toward the same sun. See, so we're independent, we both love the same sun, and we grow side by side. It's beautiful. But as it is now, we tend to get involved with other people, to cling to them, to become enmeshed with them, to become codependent on them, to need them and be dependent on them, and or they dependent upon us. And we use other people improperly, and then we feel guilty, and then we try to make up for the guilt, and that leads to more involvement. And they take our energy, and we give them our energy, and we take their energy. And you see, it's not supposed to be that way. Christ was in the world, but not of the world. Yeah, He was always there with people. He ate with them. He walked with them. He helped them. He taught them. He was always with people, and He loved His mother, and He loved His brothers. He loved them. And He loved His friend. But there was always a little bit of distance there. See, so you must find that way to be in the world. Now, what happens, though, is that things tend to overwhelm us. People overwhelm us. They're so clever. They're so needy. They're so distracting. They're so exciting. They're so irritating. They overwhelm us, and events overwhelm us. And people step forward to tell us what the events mean. And pretty soon we're looking to them to tell us what things mean. They tell us what's important. They put up what they say is important, and they tell us what it means. Or they talk back and forth, and they discuss and they debate. Well, you can get caught up in all that stuff, and you don't want to be. You want to stand back from all of it. Stand back. So you're aware of things going on, but you're not sucked into it. That's it. So how then, example. You take people who we consider to be noble people. Perhaps saints, we call them saints. And probably they were. We don't know for sure. They're just other people. We don't want to get caught up in them either. We don't want to worship them and venerate them. We want to, if they say something that's useful, we hear it. and it awakens us. It bears witness on the outside to what we know in our heart. But these people, you know, like Brother Lawrence and such types of people, they seem to have found a way to be close to God. And yet at the same time, be with people and do things with people. And that's the way you must be. If you haven't found an intimate relationship with God, in other words, where you have a good spirit, then what you do for other people will probably not be very helpful, and it may backfire because there's too much of you in it. See, remember the old expression where somebody said, what you are speaks so loudly, I can't hear what you're saying. What you are speaks so loudly, I can't hear what you're saying. So you get the idea. We always want to add a little something extra, don't we? We get a secret delight from adding a little extra and claiming it for ourselves and impressing other people with it. There must be none of that. You must go through life with an attitude of no attitude. If you see someone and they seem to be nice, well, that's nice, you see it, but you don't like them unduly. If, on the other hand, somebody seems to be not so nice, then you notice that, but you don't hate them. You just watch people instead of trying to do something to them and instead of judging them. You have to go through life without constantly naming everything. This is a book. This is a good book. This is an interesting book. He's a nice person. She's mean. She needs to work on this. See, just go through life and what? And then you, when you get out of your thoughts and stop spending all your time trying to judge everybody and everything and name everything and stop trying to acquire knowledge, all it does is fill your mind up. Now you are free to realize. See, it's what comes from God comes from within. He gives you realization. See, you go to church and you're sitting there. And you don't know why you're there, but you're just there. And the guy up the front is talking about something. And all of a sudden he says something, and you see it. You see it. Well, the words on the outside only awoke you to something within. It's the internal realization that's the important thing. Remember? God said that he would make a new covenant with his people. And that would be that he would write his laws into their heart. And it would no longer would one person have to teach another one. For they would all learn from God. See? Learn from him. So you learn from him. Life is a discovery and a learning process, but you learn from him. So all the physics books I have, yeah, they're helpful a little bit because I learned the vocabulary and I can see some of the math and so on. But if I'm going to realize anything about physics, it's going to be, I'm going to discover it. The Bible is nice. All the religious books I have, they're all nice. But maybe all they do is bear witness to what I know in my heart. So I don't read things, you know, like study things. I read lightly. I scan until I see something. Oh, it's beautiful. I see it. And then that realization is enough. I take that realization with me. And that realization is intuitive. It's gut level. It's wordless. It's from God. It's what he wants me to realize. If I pick up a holy book and I read the book word for word, nothing. All right? I put it away and I go out and do my work. But I pick it up, I open it up to some page, I see something. Why do I see it? Because he wanted me to see it. I realize it. I see it. And the words on the page only bear witness to what I'm realizing in my heart. You understand? So it's the same with people. You watch them. And maybe you see that they're lost sheep. They can't help themselves when they do things that are not right. If you can help them, you will. Maybe you can't help them, but you don't hate them. You don't judge them. You don't condemn them, you see? So you exist as a beautiful flower reaching toward the sun. And you learn and you grow. It's an intuitive process. It's something that you, that God, he educates you. He teaches you. He shows you things. It's so beautiful. All you have to do is find him. And then when you start to realize, when you start to understand, then these things are with you. And pretty soon everything reminds you of, God. You appreciate it or you notice it, but you don't misuse it.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Shedding Shackles, putting the Christian back in Christianity.
The things of the world were not meant for us to misuse them. If anything, they should awaken us to our Creator and His greatness and His glory and His creativity and His handiwork, even people. I remember one time there was a guy on the radio, on Christian radio, and it was so cute. He says that whenever he sees an attractive lady, then in his mind he thinks, nice job, God. See, she reminds him that God is the Creator, and He made human beings. So everything reminds you of Him. And you have a delicate sense of always with you. You have a delicate watching for the rightness of thing. Now, I go through life, and I do things, or I don't do things, and I don't have any sense of something wrong. I just do this and that. And I might do something that somebody thinks is not right. You know, I'm not going to church on Sunday, or I use a bad word. Not that I use a lot of bad words, but I'm just making something up. I use a bad word, or I eat too much, or I eat something sugary when I shouldn't eat it, or I waste time watching sports, things like that. Well, I don't have a sense of having done anything wrong, but then once in a while, it's often when I'm with somebody and I'm going to say something, and maybe even it's something that's correct. I'm going to say something and something makes me stop. I have a sense that I'm about to do something wrong, and my head, my mind goes into an agony, and I realize that it was wrong. He didn't want me to say that. And to all the world, what I was going to say was no big deal. But it was a big deal to him. And I became aware that it was something that wasn't quite right. Sometimes I'm somewhere and there's somebody, and I just have a sense to stay away. Something not quite right. Can't put my finger on it. Don't know what it is, but it's just a sense. So your intuition is a guide, and he teaches you. See, remember in the Bible, when Christ said to his disciples, he said, Who do people say that I am? And he asked them, Who do you say that I am? And Peter said, You are Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. How did Peter know? He just knew in his heart. And how did he know? Because God had revealed it to him. You see, so you must be like that. And then Christ said, this type of person is the kind of person that I will build my church upon. People who are self-taught of God. So you can take all the organized stuff, the heck with it all. You want to realize what God wants you to realize and to know of him, and it's an intimate, personal thing, and you can't share it with other people. The only thing is they may still sense something different about you. Some people will sense, I can't do anything with that guy. Other people will respect your independence and your forthrightness. See, other people may see the good in you, and loving the good that's in you or respecting that good. See, it's the same as respecting and honoring the good that is in them. And what you say bears witness on the outside to what people know in their heart is right. It's so beautiful. So I'm going to stop at that point and hope that I said something that was helpful to you. May it be so. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo, putting the spirit back in spirituality for over 34 years.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.